In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello friends, and I am glad to have you back for another time together to pray this morning or this evening or whenever it is that you're listening to this. And today we actually are coming towards the close of our time in the book of Ephesians, not quite finishing it up, but getting close. And before we jump in, I just want to remind you of a few things. One, you can be following along in your own scripture reading by going to our website. You can find the Bible reading plan there that we use. Each day has a variety of scriptures, a couple from the New and Old Testaments and the Psalms as well. And so we usually just focus on one in our prayer times together. But if you'd like to be reading along with us, we would love for you to connect with us that way. And then also be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We are now again on a podcast feed. And so any of the major podcasting apps, whether it's from Google or Apple or any other sort of app that you may use, we should be able to be found there if you just search Common Prayer. But that's really in some ways the easiest way to track along. So we'd love for you to subscribe to that as well as invite others and share this with others. We would love to have more people joining us in these times of prayer together. Well, as we begin and as we're doing more frequently now, I just want to settle into a time of slowing our minds down and offering really a time of silence in the presence of God together. So let's engage in a little bit of time of silence before we jump into this morning's episode. As we do this again, I just invite you to take a few deep breaths, slow yourself down, pay attention to where it is maybe that you are holding stress, even in your body and your mind. And as you breathe, maybe you just say a simple prayer in the rhythm of your breath as we just settle into this time together. Our scripture reading for today comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 through 33. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives submit to their husbands in everything. And husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. And after all, no one ever hated their own body, but they fed and cared for their body, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. You know, there are many texts in scripture that often confront and even upset our kind of modern Western sensibilities. They confront us in the way that we view and understand the world, and they challenge so many of the assumptions we make about the world and reality. And one of the particular reasons that this text often does that is it confronts us in ways because we've been formed and discipled into a specific way of viewing the world by the world. We often talk about the idea that to be human is to be dynamic, meaning we're always in the process of being formed in one direction or another. You know, and so often the question for the follower of Jesus is simply that we must continually ask and see where we are approaching this intentional or unintentional formation. How are we shaping this dynamic nature of who we are towards the way of Jesus? Because again, when we come to a text like this that seems to be challenging and difficult, it really highlights the ways in which we've been formed. Right, that we really are needed to, you know, the text is calling for us to submit to one another. And in many ways, we're so confronted by this because, you know, to live in America is to be really defined by what sociologist Rob Bell would call expressive individualism. It's this idea that we are to our core an individual and that no one has any say over us. And so when we read a text like this, to submit to one another, it's really a deep, challenging task for us. Because we view our lives as our own, but the way of Jesus confronts us in this. Now, in this text, obviously, Paul is speaking specifically about the dynamics of a Christian household. But I think it should be noted that the entirety of chapter 5 in Ephesians is framed by the command to follow the example of Christ. Like, look back at verse 1 of chapter 5. It says, "Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God." You see, the essence of the text is about this interpersonal dynamic of the giving of our lives for the sake of others. In so many ways, this is such a profound example of the embodiment and love of God. I mean, we see this in Christ, we see this in Jesus, this idea that he came, he entered into our world so that he could give his life for the sake of others. This is the essence of this text. And I think our problem is our tendency is to read this and we focus on our particular role in the submission process. And so maybe you are a husband or a wife and you read this and it just, you kind of gaff at it because it's like, ah, I can't handle this type of reading on a text or that I would have to submit to another. But I think what is so beautiful here is, again, notice that it's first and foremost framed by the command, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. And then what follows is the detailed look of this. It's wives submitting to husbands, but it's husbands laying down your life for the church or for your spouse, just like Christ did for the church. You see, the fullness of this picture is not a negative one, but it's an image of mutual submission. It's a sort of cycle of self-giving love that as one lays down their life for the other, in response, it wells up, hopefully in a healthy environment, laying down of your life for that person as well. It's this cycle of self-giving love and care for the other in the very same manner that Jesus offered his life that Paul is calling us to. So again, I think while this particular text is speaking about the dynamics of marriage, you know, if you're single or if you're living with roommates or whoever it is, I think that the same principle applies, is that we are called towards this idea of mutual self-giving love. That's the paradigm that's laid out. And so as followers of Jesus, our life is not our own, but rather we offer our lives as a gift to the world, loving and laying down our rights and any perception that we are in charge of our own destiny. So this morning, I want us to focus on this idea that we can continue to learn what it means to enter this cycle of self-giving love, and that we can enter into this high call on the life of the follower of Jesus. Let's begin our time in prayer. I invite you again to slow down your mind. As you do, I want you to invite the Holy Spirit to guide our time in reflection. So just spend a moment welcoming the Holy Spirit as we meditate on what it may mean for us to enter the cycle of self-giving love. As you continue to settle down, as you continue to sit deeper in your chair or you fall deeper into the cadence of your footsteps if you're on a walk. I want you just to let this phrase roll through your mind over and over. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Spend a moment considering this text. How do you initially react to the idea of submitting to another? What comes up in your mind, in your heart, as you think about placing the needs of others above your own? Do you resist it? Do you welcome it? Do you get nervous by it? Now I want you to invite the Holy Spirit to highlight the ways that you either consciously or unconsciously fight against entering a cycle of self-giving love with others. Where do you resist the laying down of your life for those you love? Where do you resist laying down and giving your life for those who are difficult to love? Where do you find yourself hoarding love for yourself rather than giving it lavishly? Is it a relationship with a friend, a significant other, maybe your children, your roommates? Maybe your neighbors, coworkers. I want you to open yourself up to the possibility that you have been so deeply formed by American individualism that we inherently resist self-giving love to others. Now, in our last few moments, I just want you to ask the Holy Spirit what may be your next step. Are there relationships that need mending? Maybe because you've resisted this cycle of self-giving love? How can you take a step toward more self-giving of yourself for the sake of others out of reverence for Christ today? Now let me close with our prayer for the day. Oh God, you are the author of peace and a lover of harmony. To know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all the assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversaries. Through the might of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.